toxic stress can affect more than just a pregnant woman. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Julia Seng, professor in the School of Nursing at the University of Michigan, says child abuse and neglect can affect more than one generation in a family.
Time magazine named the Silence Breakers, the Me Too movement, as Person of the Year 2017. The stories describe how sexual harassment brings stress and loss of well-being. A quieter silence-breaking movement has been going on as health researchers have shown that child abuse and neglect also take a toll by creating toxic stress. This can take the form of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and can also cause chronic pain and disease. Our research team focuses on the 1 in 5 women who are survivors of child abuse and neglect. We explore how toxic experiences like these can create traumatic stress that affects their childbearing. We found 8% had PTSD during pregnancy, and PTSD that was from abuse and neglect increased risk for early birth and difficulties with breastfeeding, depression, and bonding. We recently looked at how this might be happening. 111 women gave us saliva samples on 12 days across pregnancy so we could measure the stress hormone cortisol. Women with the complex type of PTSD that can result from abuse and neglect had early pregnancy cortisol levels 8 to 10 times higher than other women. So they and their fetus together were experiencing toxic stress that may be contributing to worse outcomes like prematurity. It makes me think of the Me Too campaign, but spelled differently, Me T-W-O, because it affects two generations at the same time. There are implications for how we care for moms who are trauma survivors. We can respond with trauma-informed maternity care to decrease their stress. We can create and test PTSD-specific programs for pregnant women. This is a next step toward improving outcomes for mothers and babies.
That was Julia Seng of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.